Hello. Bob.
Yes, sir.
I was looking over Buchanan's last minute stuff here, and he points up some story on Connolly from Daniel Shore and so forth and so on. Are you familiar with it?
Yeah.
Well, what is the substance of it?
I mean, nothing.
Where Brumley is supposed to have told Fortune that the White House is trying to stab Connolly in the back, and he named
Burns. The Brumley part we're checking out.
He said Burns and Kissinger and Shultz were all doing it, and so forth and so on. But the main point is, and that Connolly has gone to Texas to think things over, and so forth and so on. But you have kept, you've been in touch with Connolly, and
yep.
So has Ehrlichman, very close touch.
Yep.
And as far as you know, there's no...
None at all. I had a very good chat with him on the phone the other day, and he, you know, and his plans to go out west.
Mm-hmm.
That he would be...
Well, the general, the impression was of this story is that he was not satisfied with the Azores Agreement and so forth.
But, I think,
which is not true.
Yeah, I think they're drawing off of a lot of assumptions. You know, that they, what he's putting together is the fact that he wasn't in Florida for the Brandt meeting, which, of course, he had never intended to be.
Oh, that's right.
And gone off to Texas and all, but he's going to be at the SADO meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else has picked that up. It's a sure speculative piece, that, except for that Fortune thing. That I've got to...
Yeah, that's curious, isn't it?
...track down, yeah.
Because my recollection, I don't know who's... Well, it wouldn't be... Well, we know, of course, that... they all have their different views. I mean, Shultz has, and of course Burns, we know, is stabbing him, but...
Yeah, well, Shultz had, you know, could figure no basis for anything of this. I mean, he had no...
He nothing was, at all, huh?
No, because there's been no interchange of any kind that would give any basis to this.
I see.
Because Shultz was aware, I mean, between Shultz and Connolly.
Sure.
I think it's clear, sure speculation. I debated after he said it, calling Connolly, but I thought maybe that...
Might stir it up.
You don't know. I could call him and just...
Well, I'm not sure that I would. Let's see, what would it... Let's see, maybe it would... Well, he isn't likely to say much to you on the phone about it, is he?
I don't think so. That's the thing. And
mm-hmm.
Maybe it'd be better to wait till we see him. It might be a good idea to have a session with him before the SADO meeting.
Yeah. Well, it certainly is a good idea for you two, for example, on the White House staff side of it.
Yeah.
I shouldn't get into him with that as to...
No, I don't mean a session with him on any of this, but just to...
Yeah. I should see him myself.
Just a working session before
but,
you...
Which I think is a good idea. He ought to come over if he can, and then we'll put him up over there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good idea on, say, Wednesday afternoon or something like that. Or Wednesday morning. Whatever he wants.
Okay.
Or better still, I could just have him over so that he couldn't have his day. I could have him over for Wednesday night, have him over for dinner.
Okay, good.
And
then he'd just stay over on that side Wednesday night, be there for the meetings Thursday.
That's right. He has to come anyways.
Yeah.
So we could do that. So why don't you just, you might give him a ring and set that up.
Okay.
That's a way to get at anything and see how...
That would be perfectly natural.
See how his temperature is.
Because I had called him about his schedule anyway.
Yeah, and say that I thought that I'd like to, just the two of us, and we could... have a chance to have dinner and go over a few just general things, so forth and so on.
Okay.
And my guess is that my guess is that fellows like Shore, whether he's much like Rather, you know, they they put these things out for the purpose of trying to make them happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just sort of
or shoot. Take, you know, some circumstantial
shooting in the dark.
Things, put them together and draw a conclusion.
Yeah, yeah. But I didn't, it may be that there's grumbling around over there, but I rather doubt. I just can't imagine. I mean, I just had the feeling that he had to feel awfully good about his, how things are going. When you call him and invite him to this, ask him what the, you know, I have to kid him a little about the Longhorns losing, but how people generally feel about the international thing and the economy and so forth. That's who you run into out there.
Okay.
And then give me a call back, will you?
Sure.
As I'd like to have the feel of this, I can maybe put in a couple of good words for him and as the thing goes along. All right.
Okay.